Aleishur, Chelek Beis, Tav Kuf Ein Hei. The first chapter is entitled Habitachoin HaTiv'i Va'akirasoi Ledehe Emunah. Natural Bitachoin, and it's being uprooted by Emunah. Ha'adam Chai Lichoira Be'olam Batuach. We seem to live in a secure, safe world. Chinuchoi Mesudar. A person's education is organized. There's school, there's yeshiva. Most people have regular income, they have a job. People have medical insurance, there are doctors and specialists that take care of their health. Regarding the finances, the political situation, the security situation of the country, there are ministries of the government that deal with this. ליחסים חברתיים תקינים דואגים שיפטים שוטרים ושירותים סוציאליים. So as far as regular social interaction and relationships, so we have courts, we have police, we have social services. איננו בטוחים במקרים רבים. To be sure, there are numerous cases that we cannot guarantee ourselves against damage from them. אבל יש לנו אמצעים רבים להתגונן בפניהם. We have numerous means of protecting ourselves from these eventualities. ואם קרו, and if they do occur, ישנם אופני ביטוח להקל את הסבל הנגרם על ידם. There are various modes of insurance in order to alleviate the damage, the harm that's done through these. רק בפני אסונות גדולים או עמדת האנושות חסרת אונים. It's only before great catastrophes that humanity stands helpless. מהפכות, if it's a revolution, מלחמות, certain wars, קטסטרופות בטבע, all sorts of catastrophic natural disasters, ובכלל העובדה של המוות, in general, the fact of death. אבל מלבד אלה, these are fairly rare occurrences, and other than those, מרגיש האדם עצמו די בטוח בשדה החיים הטבעיים שלתוכם הוא נולד. The ordinary individual feels himself quite secure in all of these natural arrangements into which he is born. מי הוא הזרק טיפה של מראה לסכר הרגשה הבטוחה של האדם? Who is the fly in the ointment? Who is the one that injects into this secure feeling of the individual a feeling of insecurity, ומלמדוי לא לבטוח במהלכים טבעיים, and teaches him not to trust natural processes. Answer, אמונה. אמונה undermines ביטחון. היא אומרת לנו, אמונה tells us as follows, a pasuk from Koheles Perek Tes, שבתי וראוי תחס השמש, says Koheles, I examined, and this is what I saw. כי לאי לקלים המהירויץ, the swift don't necessarily win the race. ולא לגיבורים המלחמה. The mighty don't necessarily win the war. וגם לא לחכמים לחם. The wise don't necessarily get their bread. וגם לא לנבונים עושר. The intelligent don't always end up being wealthy. וגם לא ילדים חן. כי אי סופג יקרס כולם. There are all sorts of events and coincidences and things that happen and upset the natural order. תהילים קוף חף זין, שיר המעלויס לשלימוי, אם השם לא יבנה בייס, שב עמלו בונב בוי. If Hashem doesn't participate, so to speak, in the construction of this edifice, whether it's meant literally or figuratively, if Hashem is not participating, those who toiled in it, toiled for naught. אם השם לא ישמור עיר שב שקד שמי, if Hashem doesn't protect the city, then the God is wasting his time. הפסוק in ירמיהו, פרק י' ז', כה אמר השם, ארור הגבר שיבטח באדם, cursed is a man who trusts in others, other men, ושם בשר זרעוי, same type of idea, ומן השם יסור לבוי. His heart turns from השם. והיה כערער בערבה. He will be like a plant drifting in the plain, ולא יראה כי יבוא יטוב ושכין חרים במדבר עץ מלאכה ולא יישב. The author continues, כל המהלכים הטבעיים שהיו פשוטים ומובנים להם. All of these natural processes we described above, which we take for granted, שאדם ביטח בעצמו וחברוי, we trust ourselves, we trust our fellows, והבנאי בוינה, the builder builds, השומר שוקד, the God guards, the plumber does what he does, והמוכשר מצליח, the talented, succeed. All these things that you take for granted. Ha'emunah imeres lanu she'ein livtoyach bohem. Emunah tells us not to rely on that. V'atira mazhira, this is Parshas Ekev. Pen tuichal v'savata, lest you eat and be satiated. Uvatim tuivim tivnev yashavta, you build wonderful houses, perhaps even a mansion, and you invest in property. Uvkarcha v'tzincha yirbiyun, you have vehicles. V'chesev v'zaham yirbelecha, lots of investments in the stock exchange. V'chol ha'shelecha yirbe, whatever you touch turns to gold. V'ram levavecha v'shachachta es Hashem Elokecha, your heart might then just be haughty, and you'll forget Hashem. Ha'mitzecha v'etzim 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 v'etzim. Dot dot dot. Ve'omar tobi levavecha, you might come to say koyichi ve'oitzim yedi osu li'esechayil hazeh. It's my strength, my intelligence, my initiative, my risk taking, my analysis of the markets. All of that has made me so wealthy. Ve'zochata, you should remember, ki Hashem elokecha ve'nasei lecha koyach la'aseis chayil. Remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the strength to make this fortune. The Targum here, Onklos translates the last phrase, Vesidkar Yas Hashem Elokecha Arehu Deyoiv Lach Eitza Demikne Yichzin. Remember that it is Hashem your God who gives you the Eitza. He's the one who gives you the counsel, the insight to do well in your business. The author continues, Im Hitzlachta Loi Bechochacha Hitzlachta. If you're successful, don't think that it has been your strength. Loi Bechoch Sich Lecha Yirvach. You didn't earn this money by the might of your intellect. When you took the right turn, those eitzes were given to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not talking about only others. You can't trust yourself. Who should we rely upon? So Pasuk, Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, Perek Gimel, with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yoina, Betach el Hashem b'choli b'cha, says Shlomo HaMelech. Trust in Hashem with all your heart. Ve'el binaschal tishein. Don't lean, literally. Don't rely on your intelligence. And Rabbeinu Yoina there comments, She'tivtach bo be'emes uvilevav shalem. Trust Him truthfully with your full heart. Ve'lo yikanes bevitchoincha safek. Let no doubt enter into your bitachoin. Shaleimus ha'bitachoin. We speak about the completeness, whole bitachon, shivtach adam b'shem, to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo yivtach ba'adam, v'lo yigam b'choach atzmoy, not even in himself, v'oitzim yadoy v'lo b'sichlo v'itzmoy, so not to trust one's own intellect and insight, etc. U'mipeneik rabim yishgu livtoch b'vinasam, since many people do trust and rely upon the intelligence, tazhir al zeh yisim in ha'bitachon b'osher v'gvorah. That's why the Pasuk mentions that aspect, el binascha al tishein, more than relying on one's accumulated wealth or whatever it is. The matter is, when it seems to you in your mind, when you have analyzed the situation and you believe that this course of action is correct, don't rely on it. It depends on Shemaim as to what the outcome will be. Shinema. Another pasuk says, "Meishiv chachamim achoyr." Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch just causes the wise to retreat. They make silly mistakes. V'da'atam yisakeil, he makes them make errors. Furthermore, v'nema la'adam archei leiv, u'me'ashem ma'ane la'shein. The response comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hinei ki gam ma'ane la'shein enenu b'yad adam. Sometimes things that we say in response to others are not the wisest things. V'af ki apoel. Now, says the author, this is a crucial point. Kan yesh le'ha'amik, we need to go deeper. Harei adam mukhrach li'ishtamesh b'vinasei. A person is obligated to use his intelligence. Nothing we said above is an excuse to be lazy, just to do nothing, not to analyze, not to act, and to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, a person is obligated to use his bina. A person is obligated to try and understand, to try and analyze, to know what he does. However, what we're saying is that he should not rely on that, should not trust it completely. He should rather trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does one then combine his own intelligence with bitachon so as not to miss the mark? With this question and the answer to it, we touch on the deepest concept of bitachon. There's a thought that a person can contemplate in a state of closeness to the Creator. And there are thoughts that the person contemplates in a state of distance from the Creator. He sees the same facts from the two situations. His state of being either distant or close changes his perception completely. When a person is close to the Creator, he sees the facts differently than he would see them in a state of distance. Let me give you an example. Hamereglim. Kolev Omar in Parashas Shelach, Kolev says, Aloi na'ale b'yarash ne'asa. We can go, we can conquer it. Ki achol nuchala, we can do it. Hamereglim achrim amud, the other Mereglim say, Loi nuchala aloi se la'am ki chazaku mimen. We cannot defeat those nations. They are stronger. Hey, Mamru, the Mereglim said, Eretz echeles yeshvehi. It's a land that consumes its inhabitants. The people who dwell there are frightful. Yeshua and Kalevu saw the same facts. They said, "Im chafetz banu Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a good opinion of us, he will bring us to this land. He will give it to us. It's not the land that consumes its inhabitants. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. Ach b'shem al timroidu, don't rebel. Don't fear those inhabitants. Is with us. The author comments, Yeshua v'chalev ra'u esa'atz mitoch matzav shel kirva. Yeshua and Kalev saw the land from a situation of closeness to the Creator. They relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they will be able to defeat it and conquer the land. She'ar ha'mereglim nechlashu k'tzas bidvekusam b'shem lefigot ha'madrigasam. The other mereglim had weakened in their attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra'u esa'atz v'yeshua mitoch matzav shel richuk. They saw the land and its inhabitants from a situation of distance. They understood ki chazaku mimenu, they're stronger. Hashenayim batchu b'Hashem b'chol libam. The two did what Rabbi Yonah speaks about above, what Shlomo HaMelech speaks about above in Mishlei. They trust in Hashem with all their heart. V'achrim nish'anu al binasam v'bli livtoch. The others relied on their own analysis, their own insight and understanding without trusting in Hashem. Gam Yehoshua v'chalev yishtamshu b'sichlam v'binasam. The same point we made above. Yehoshua and Kalev used their mind. They didn't abdicate the responsibility to think. They use their minds, the intellect. The person is obligated to use his intellect. But their understanding was informed by their bitachon. That's the appropriate intelligence. This set of essays about bitachon is presented after the sets of essays dealing with Yir'ah and Emes. Mi she'evin shtein eitev, an individual understood those two previous ma'arachois well, tzarich lios mesugal lehavin es mashmus advarim albinas adam mitoch matzav shel kirva v'richuk. Such an individual is probably in a position where he understands what we're talking about over here, about a person's intellect, how it differs if he's in a situation of closeness or distance. Lachein ba ma'arachas habitachon achein. That's why we present this ma'aracha after those other two, where we explain this point. Onwards. Omarnu she'emunah hi ha'me'ar'eres es bitchoin ha'adam b'sichloi b'atzmoi uvisadei ha'chaim ha'tevim. We said above that emunah is what undermines a person's bitchoin in his intellect, in himself, in his capabilities and talents, and the general order of modern society. Inyan ze ta'un beru nosav. This concept requires further clarification. Harei ha'chiyuv liftoach b'Hashem hu makif mo'ed. The obligation to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-encompassing. Ad she'agra kosav, to the point where the Gaon writes, ki ikar nesinas ha'Torah l'Yisrael. Really the main point of giving the Torah to Yisrael hu kedei she'yasimu bitchonam b'Hashem, is in order for them to develop bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefi she'ikar ha'kulu ha'bitachon ha'shalem v'hu klal kol ha'mitzvot. Because complete bitachon is the essence of everything. It's the sum total of all the mitzvahs. That's what he says in Mishlei Chaf Beis Pasuk Yutes. Mao ha'yesod lechiyuv ze. What's the foundation for this obligation of bitachon? Hevei omer emunasen b'ashkachas Hashem. Ha'emunah v'akadosh Baruch Hu is involved. Al kol drachin is involved in everything. V'anhagasei zelo mo'vitzek u'mishpat. And our belief that he guides his world with justice, with righteousness. הרמב"ן מבאר יסוד זה בסוף פרשס בוי. The Ramban in a very famous passage comments on this at the end of פרשס בוי. אחרי שביאר כי הניסים של יציאת מצרים נסקפלו בסך התפילין ושאר מצווה שאין זכר ליציאת מצרים. Ofti explains the fact that the ניסים of יציאת מצרים, הקדוש ברוך הוא compacted them into the tefillin and other mitzvahs which are referred to in the Torah as Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. They all somehow were shrunk into these mitzvahs. Veshamo Mashiach. Then the Ramban continues. Umin hanisim hagedolim ha-mufursamim, adam oyde b'nisim ha-nisterim shemisod kol ha-Torah kula. From the great, famous, dramatic miracles, like those of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person comes to then acknowledge the hidden miracles, which are really the foundation of the entire Torah. She'ein la'adam chelek besoras Moshe Rabbeinu ad she'na'amin b'chol devarinu mekenesh kolam nisim. A person has no portion in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu until he understands that events and whatever happens to us, it's all nisim. Ein b'hem tevo minogei shel olam. There's no nature there in minogei shel olam, just habit and whatever happens. Bein b'rabim b'mechid. This applies to groups and individuals. Elohim yase mitzvois yetzilenu secharoi. What remains, the solid foundation, is that mitzvois bring benefit, and the opposite brings unpleasant consequences. It happens with the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to his will. V'yisparsemu anisim anisterim b'inan harabim, kashe yavo b'yudei HaTorah b'inan b'chos v'haklalois. So, when the Torah speaks about b'rachos and klalois, what will happen? Blessings and curses, it mentions specifically what he calls the hidden miracles. כמו שאמר הכסוב, ואמרו כל הגויים, על מי עשה שם ככה לארץ הזויס? The goyim will ask, when they see the desolation of the land, why did Hashem destroy it in such a way? ואמרו על אשר עזבו את פיס השם אלוקי אביסם, because they forsook the covenant of הקדוש ברוך הוא. שיספרסם הדבר לכל אומות. This, what appears to be natural, will be revealed to all the nations shum es Hashem b'oin sham, that it's actually a punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'amar b'kiyum v'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yir'u mimeko. Similarly, in the positive side, people will see that Hashem's name is called upon you. The author explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu manigas olamo b'mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads, guides the world through justice. K'fi hisnagu sa'adam, in accordance with the person's conduct, b'chlar u'bifat, in general and specifically, תהיה הנהגה ימי. That's how הקדוש ברוך הוא responds, אם לחסד, אם לדין, whether for good or for better. מקרה אינו מקרה. What appears to be a coincidence is not a coincidence, אלא הנהגה מכוונת ממורים. It's a precisely guided instruction from above. והסיבויס הטבעיוס של המקרה, the natural causes of this coincidence, אין אלא המכה בפטיש האחרונה, המכה בפטיש האחרונה, שבה הסלבשה הכוונה העליונה, ולא הסיבה העיקרית לדבר. So whatever led to this particular event, this coincidence, it's just the מכה בפטיש, it's a final way in which the divine instruction garbs itself and camouflages itself, but it's not the main reason for it. עניין זהו יסוד כל התורה כולה, as the Ramban put it, it's a foundation of the Torah. ובהרבה מקומות יש התורה מזירה על זה. The Torah mentions this in many places. כי שמירס מצוויס תגרור אחרי הברכה. That the observance of מצוויס will bring in its wake blessing, ואז יבסן כללה. Forsaking the מצוויס will bring the opposite. אמונה זה, this אמונה, אוי קרס אסכול הביטחון בסיבויס תביס. It uproots completely our trust in natural causes, שרהן לעילם אינן הגורמים העיקרים למאוס עולם, because those natural causes are never the real causes for what happens in the world. כי תמיד הסיבה העיקרית והראשון לכל מוראי. Always, the primary reason for every event is משפט השם המנהיג את העולם. It's a קדוש ברוך הוא's judgment in leading in the world. משפטו יתברך מסלבש ומסתתר בתוך כל מקרה שבעולם. His judgment camouflages itself and hides in every event, every incident in the world. זהו ביאור המונח נס נסתר. That's what the Ramban means when he uses the term נס נסתר, a hidden miracle. עד כאן.